The latest nursing news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future. This is Nursing Notes Live. Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-newsletter Nursing Notes, which offers the latest industry news, trends, and updates in nursing. You can subscribe to receive Nursing Notes updates at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes content is accompanied by two episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which expands on the content and provides you greater insights into the topics presented in the written format. You can listen to previous episodes of Nursing Notes Live on our podcast player at discovernursing.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. This month on the Nursing Notes Live podcast, we look at nurses giving back to their communities and the world. Nurses don't just serve in the healthcare workplace, but in many cases are active volunteers in their communities. This segment features nurse and educator Daniel Ampama. He's a faculty instructor at Chamberlain College of Nursing in Arlington, Virginia, and the chief executive officer of Ghana Nursing and Health Center. Dr. Ampama received the 2015 D.C. Maryland Virginia Nurse.com GEM Award of Excellence in Volunteerism and Service. Here's that interview. Daniel, welcome to Nursing Notes Live. It's great to have you here on the show. And I'd like to start off with our traditional first question and ask you a little bit about why you wanted to become a nurse.
Thank you, Jamie. I really appreciate having this conversation. Actually, nursing was, I would say that nursing was not actually my first career profession. I had to choose nursing because when I immigrated to the United States, my bigger brother wasn't feeling very good. He was literally kind of admitted to the hospital, and I had to be one of the key family members at his side to make sure that he was taken good care of. But I realized that the individuals, the people around him who made it possible for him to turn around were the nurses. So, looking at their skills and the fact that nurses were there to save lives, they were so much respected and helped those who could not help themselves, especially my brother. Honestly, I was hooked up. And that is what got me into nursing in the first place.
So tell us a little bit about the progression. I mean, you have a PhD now. You're a faculty member at Chamberlain College of Nursing in Arlington. And you are also a chief executive officer for the Ghana Nursing and Health Center. So that's a lot of achievement for any nurse. And certainly you've achieved a lot. But tell people a little bit about how your career progressed. Did you go through like traditional med-surg rotations and then find other things that interested you? Give us an outline of how you got to where you are.
Very, very interesting. Thank you for that question, too. When I immigrated to the United States, the first school that I chose was George Mason University. Because obviously George Mason University is in Virginia, in Fairfax, and that was close to my home. Actually, I went over there, that was in 1998. I went straight out to the counseling department because I wanted to be a nurse. You know, so they actually took me through the process, what were the various courses that I needed to take. So I was really hooked up to it because I wanted to be a nurse, because I wanted to care for people just as the nurses care for my brother. So it took me 2 years because I had my bachelor's way back from Ghana. So 2 years through the bachelor's program in 1999, I came out with my BSN. And, I passed my boards, obviously, and I started practicing as a nurse. But I found that, there was a specific yearning in my spirit that was not all that I wanted to be, okay? Especially, I also had a faculty member who was my mentor in George Mason University. She was so good to me because I believe she saw something in me that, she felt that, I needed to move on with something more in nursing. So it took me only 2 years. I went back to George Mason and had my master's in nursing administration. That was in the year 2001. And then after that, I went to work at Mount Vernon Hospital. I went into oncology, and then from oncology, I went straight out into administration. You know, and obviously, you know, taking care of patients, reaching out to family members. I mean, I really loved what I was doing. But yes, still, you could see that in my spirit, I felt like, you know, there was something more that I could do because I really wanted to teach. I wanted to disseminate information. I felt like in my spirit, I could give more to people who were around me. So within a year, I went back to George Mason and got my master's. Actually, I got a certificate in nursing education. So after I had gotten that, I went back to Mount Vernon Hospital, went into back into administration, and then was part of the education team, helping, you know, the organization to help the nurses do what it needed to do. So after doing that, you know, there was another faculty member also at George Mason University who spoke to me and said, Daniel, you know what? There's something you can do more for your community. I know that you always reach out to them. I know you are always out there speaking about the things that they needed to do, things that they can turn their lives around with. So she suggested, you know what, why don't you go for a PhD? So that was in 2004. So I sat back, you know, went back to my family, my wife and my two kids, and I said, you know what, Daddy needs to go forward. We need to move on and do more for our environment, do more for our community. So my wife was absolutely with it. She said, you know what, Daniel, you can go forward. You can do it. And my first child, who is Audrey, also said, Dad, you know what? You're a wonderful person. You can do it. So I went straight out to George Mason again and enrolled in the PhD program. So you wouldn't believe that in all my career trajectory, especially in regards to nursing, I had my BSN at George Mason. I went back again for my master's at George Mason and then went back again for my my certificate in nursing education. That was also at George Mason University. So obviously going in for the PhD was just like home to me. So in 2009, I enrolled over there, and it took me almost close to about, I got my PhD done in 2010. So it took me close to about 5 years, and I was done. So right after my PhD, I was still working in the hospital in administration. And then obviously I felt that, you know, there was the urge in me to go out and reach out more into my community vis-a-vis reaching out to students who needed to learn more from me. So I went into academia. You won't believe it, Jamie. So in 2010, I went straight out to upstate New York. That was Plattsburgh State University. And that was where, you know, they pretty much took me on as an assistant professor for nursing. I was there for almost close to about a year and a half. I taught med-surg, and obviously the students that I have, wonderful students, they still reach out to me through Facebook and, you know, name it, all the social media. Said, Dr. Mpoma, how are you? I had a wonderful time in upstate New York. I still communicate with all my colleagues up there. Then not long, you know, Chamberlain came along and we needed somebody to also teach med-surg, okay? That was in Virginia. So, you know, I rode back, you know, brought my family back to Virginia. And ever since 2011, up to this very moment, I've been teaching, lecturing in Chamberlain as a faculty member. And at the same time, reaching out to my community in terms of speaking to them about things that they needed to do, taking care of themselves, and being who they wanted to be. Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about the Ghana Nursing and Health Center. Our topic this month is nurses giving back to their communities, and that whole last story was all about you giving back and wanting to have more to give, so you kept continuing education. But you also worked with the Ghana Nursing and Health Center. Tell us a little bit about what you do there.
Yes, Jimmy, excellent question. The Ghana Nursing and Health Center actually was set up by myself. I didn't set it up all the way in 2008. You know, I set it up as a portal. It's a web portal to help especially Ghanaian nurses who actually, in the midst of trying to emigrate to any part of the world. It could be the United States. It could be Canada, any Western country. It could be even Russia, anywhere at all. whichever part of the world that they find themselves in, the program was set up in order to help them, okay, to educate them. Because what I realized was that when I came to the United States, getting into nursing, I learned a lot, okay? Because when I consider some of the things that are done back home by nurses, you could see that they really need a lot of education, okay? Education is key, especially being a Ghanaian nurse, okay? Without that fundamental aspect of educating yourself, doing what is right, and caring for your patient, you are not that nurse. So when I sat back and realized that throughout all these years, from 1999 to the time that I set up the work portal, I had gained a lot. But then my own folks back home needed that touch. So the goal of the Ghana Nursing and Health Center was pretty much to reach out to nurses, especially showing them the rudiments of nursing, what needs to be done, specific skills. When we talk about skills, how do you take care of people who have blood pressures? How do you do hand washing? Okay. Apart from hand washing, how do you learn? I'm talking about learning the rudiments of nursing. It's not about only going to school and coming out and saying that, oh, I'm a registered nurse. That is fine. But the most important thing is, how do you care for that patient using the fundamentals and using the nursing process to take care of your patient? So that is basically the setup of the Ghana Nursing and Health Center. But I would say that, Jamie, it has really evolved over the years. And now the web portal has grown way above even nursing, to the extent that people from every aspect of healthcare are using the World Portal to actually learn, because I also liaise with the Ghana Nursing and Midwifery Center, because I use their portal, because that is where anybody who goes to Ghana, or you may be working in Ghana as a nurse or a healthcare practitioner, the basic things that I learned from the healthcare arena in Ghana, you can actually dovetail it into my World Portal and then tend to learn from it. So the long and short of it is that it is a broad array of nursing education material, and also every aspect of healthcare as you would think about it. And again, when you go back, because this month we're looking at, AIDS, recognizing how to take care of people who have AIDS, and also at the same time to reach out to people who are out there and have no knowledge about how to care for people. So the goal of the Ghana Nursing and Health Center is actually to disseminate information, help people understand what nursing is about, and then also to ensure that people who are in Ghana need to do the right thing, especially nurses. Finally, one of the main components of the Ghana Nursing and Health Center is such that I use a lot of podcasts, where I do interviews at a radio station, which is Ghana Tories Coast Radio. So on specific topics that are discussed, it could be on epilepsy in Ghana. We actually put it on the website so people can actually understand how problems are originated in Ghana and what are some of the solutions that needs to be found to address them. And so far, the Ghana Nursing and Health Center has been doing excellently well. Thank you.
No, that's amazing. And I'm just looking at the website. Folks can check it out at ghananursing.org. Just a lot of things. And you've covered a lot of great topics in that podcast, professional development through radio section there. I see just a lot of opportunities. Tell us a little bit about what your thoughts are about why nurses do so much to give back to their communities. We see this all the time. We do this at almost annually here on Nursing Notes Live. And I'm always happy to see so many nurses who are so busy in their personal lives and their professional lives still finding time to give back in other ways. And nurses seem to be really good at doing this. Why do you think that is?
I tell you, I mean, nurses are professionals in their own right. Again, I would say that, If you consider what nurses can do, it's not everything that other people can do. Especially, I would say that my personal life, especially with nursing, it has been very, very fulfilling. Okay, and I attribute that to my choice of nursing as a profession. And everyone who chooses nursing, okay, has something to tell about what it has done for them. Especially, you know, it affords them the opportunity for them to literally have a job. That is one thing. But then having that job is not the end of it all. But then it's about giving back to your community. But I always say that whenever you give back to your community, you also want to give back to somebody. And that person, obviously, let me put it in quotes, that person is the profession called nursing. So there are two things. Nurses always give back to the community, and they also want to give back to the profession because it is the profession who the profession has made them who they are at this very moment. Okay. Furthermore, there's that connection between nurses and the patient. It's very interesting to know that, you know, in healthcare, there are so many professions. You know, you may have the physician, you can also have the respiratory therapist, you know, everybody else. But then there's that individual who is there 24/7, who reaches out to the patient. The patient also reaches out to the nurse. And who is that? It is the nurse who is always there. So it is no surprise that at all times, when patients are looking for somebody to believe in, when patients are looking for somebody to talk to, somebody they can confide in, it is the nurse. So that is why nurses are so unique in the way we do things. But you realize that even though we are so unique, it is always the fact that nursing is so evolving. It is so large. It's so big. And I always say that, you know what? You can always diversify yourself with nursing. That is why nurses do diversify. That is why we reach out to everybody, regardless. It is a community setting. We can reach out to anybody we want to reach out based upon the fact that I can be who I want to be as a nurse because we have that spirit of what? Of caring. That spirit of caring can take me out there to the community. It can take me out there to the nursing home. It can take me out there to the field somewhere in Africa. Okay, it can take me somewhere even into Alaska, taking care of people even on the mountains. It can take me even to the desert somewhere in South America where people need help. And who do they reach out to? It is that individual called a nurse. So nursing in itself is about caring, but there is that volunteerism, there is that service that comes with it because we always want to give back to our profession, not only to the community. Thank you.
I think that's great. And you talked earlier about mentoring as well, which is nurses giving back to each other. You talked about your own experience being mentored, and you also talked about how you keep in touch with students that you've taught as an ongoing mentor. What do you think you would say to the nurse listening to this that is considering either seeking out a mentor or perhaps they're at a point in their career where they want to become a mentor? Why is that so important to continuing to grow the nursing profession?
Yes, it's very interesting to know that, especially when we talk about the concept of mentoring, because the fact is, I wouldn't be where I am today, Jamie, had it not been for somebody. Okay, I wouldn't be where I am today had it not been for my professors at George Mason University, and even apart from that, okay, having my PhD. Okay, being out there at Plattsburgh State teaching, I had a mentor who taught me over there, okay? He showed me the rudiments of how to teach, how to be a good professor, how to reach out to my students. So in every aspect of my life, I wouldn't say that I have reached where I have reached now, but the fact is that I have to lower myself. Okay, lowering myself means that then I'm opening myself up to be able to learn. So for one to be a mentor, you should have that spirit of servitude, okay, such that you can open up your spirit for whoever is coming in to help you to be able to reach out to you so that once you have gotten that skill, you've gotten that ability for you to stand out and reach out to somebody else. That is what mentoring is all about. And again, I would say that nursing is so huge. nursing again is so diversified that in order for us to teach the up-and-coming nurses who are coming, again, Jamie, it's very interesting to know that a lot of people think nursing is about making money. Obviously, yes, we all want to make money. People think that nursing is about, oh, having a job. Yes, we all understand that. I need to have a steady job, which is true. But then realize that there are countless number of people who are out there who are sick, who are ill, okay? And again, we have our baby boomers who are coming out. They need so many people to reach out to them. They need a lot of healthcare personnel to take care of them. But we have shortage everywhere. Things are getting better of late, though. But we can only get things done. We can only reach out to these people. We can really reach out to our up-and-coming baby boomers who need help with what? With their healthcare. If we use the concept of mentoring, teach people who are coming into nursing with the fact that it is not about the money, it is not about having that steady job, but then it is becoming what? It is you becoming a good nurse. It is you standing out there and telling yourself that I have that caring spirit. I have that spirit of empathy to reach out and to reach out to those who need that help. So I would say that in a nutshell, mentoring in itself is a concept that is always used to bring those who need that embodiment for them to be strong so that when they become good nurses, they can reach out and say, hey, you know what? There was somebody out there who thought about me. There was somebody out there who really wanted me to be a good nurse, okay? Not that bad nurse, no. But that person who knew what they really wanted to do. So mentoring in itself, it's a skill. And mentoring in itself is what nurses need in order to turn around so that we would have good and up-and-coming better nurses who can reach out to our up-and-coming, let me put it this way, our baby boomers, and of course, all those who are out there who need better healthcare.
Time to wrap up, and our final question for you, Daniel. What is that piece of nursing advice that you took with you day to day dealing with patients in the clinical setting? What is that advice you received from a nurse mentor or a nurse leader that you worked with that you got early in your career that you've carried with you?
Thank you, Jamie, so much for this question. And again, I would say that the mentor who had been in my life, okay, who made me who I am right now, was my professor at George Mason University. Right after my bachelor's, she saw something in me and she said, Daniel, you can be whoever you want to be. I know that you come from Ghana. I know that there are a lot of Ghanaians in America here. Yes, of course, that is true. But then you can reach out to them. You can save a lot of lives. What she told me specifically was that no man or no woman is an island. We sometimes take granted that the community we live in, we take them for granted. People and societies, we co-depend on each other for survival. But growth of such things as, you know, the things we take for granted, looking at them from the traditional values of things, communities are suffering due to the growth of secular world society. But then the most important thing that comes across is the fact that you have that spirit of caring. Okay? She says, Daniel, you can be who you want to be. But then there's someone out there whose life pretty much depends on you. And I would say that, yes, it always, Jamie, every week when I'm out there, either I'm on the radio station disseminating information, or I may be in a church somewhere speaking to a group of a church on maybe high blood pressure, or maybe on diabetes, or maybe it could be on epilepsy, or whatever. The fact is, people listen, and people ask questions. Like, Dr. Mpuma, what can I do to make my life better? And the fact is, when I provide them with these answers, because I've gone through such trajectory of what? Of life. When I talk about a trajectory, it means that the steps that has taken me to where I am today, the knowledge that I've learned along the line, giving it to them at the end of the day, it's changing somebody's life. Because you know what? If I hadn't done that, or if I don't do it, then somebody wouldn't be where he or she is today. A very good example is that one of the hospitals that I do work in, it's Innova Mount Vernon Hospital. And obviously, they all understand that I come from Ghana. But looking at the environment we live in, there are so many Ghanaians who are out here. There are a lot of patients who end up in the emergency room. And obviously, you know, they are from Ghana. Some speak English, some do not. The first point of call is I'll get a call sometimes from the ER. I said, Dr. Mpoma, can you come down? We have somebody who is from Ghana. We need a little bit of help here. And you could see that individual has a high blood pressure, where's skyrocketing, you know, going above what is supposed to be, he or she is supposed to have. But then I need to go in and sometimes I do a little education. Talk to the individual because probably they even came out with stroke. Because they didn't have somebody to tell them how to take care of themselves. People end up in the emergency room with either diabetes because there was nobody there to tell them how to take care of the way they should what, take care of their food, the way they should take care of their nutrition. Okay, there's nobody in their life who is teaching them. But then there comes Dr. Mpoma. Okay, my goal is to reach out to whoever needs my services. And it's all because somebody stepped in about 15 years ago and mentored me. Somebody reached out and said, I see something in you, and this is what you can do. When you have it all together, you can reach out to your community. And up until this very moment, Jamie, it is working, and I still get a lot of calls out there. And people reach out and say, Dr. Mpoma, would you mind coming to speak to us on this issue? Would you mind coming to talk to my congregation about this topic? And yes, that is the work of the radio station, the broadcast that I do every Sunday. Even though it reaches out to people around here in the United States, it goes all the way even into Ghana because it's all around the globe. And it's interesting, it might interest you to know that there was a physician who called from Ukraine. He was listening to our program. By then, we were talking about hypertension. And he just called in and he said, hey, I hear you guys talking about this, but then can I contribute? I said, absolutely, yes. We gave him the platform, and he spoke to all the, you know, all our listeners about how he is also doing in terms of reaching out to people with problems such as hypertension. It's about mentoring. It's about giving people the opportunity for them to be who they want to be. And that is what so far I'm doing.
Make sure you check out the entire December 2015 issue of Nursing Notes, where we take a look at nurses giving back to their communities. You can read the entire issue online at www.discovernursing.com. And don't miss the other Nursing Notes Live panel discussion episode this month. On the panel is Dr. Rebecca Schnall, who uses her interests in public health and nursing informatics to research ways to improve patient care. And Dr. Carmen Kennard, the Vice President of Nursing at Strategic Behavioral Health in Memphis, Tennessee. Dr. Kennard has been a volunteer with the American Red Cross for 15 years and currently serves as the National Chairperson of Nursing for the American Red Cross. You'll find this and other episodes of Nursing Notes Live in the podcast area on iTunes, as well as our podcast player on discovernursing.com. Nursing Notes Live is produced for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future by Medicast Productions. All rights reserved.